PCMA's priorities and efforts relating to communication, education, engagement, and collaboration are unparalleled. People learn from using a variety of different techniques and innovative approaches. At Meetings and Conventions Calgary, we know that all forms of communication and engagement are valuable and serve a purpose. We are proud to partner with PCMA on the Convene podcast series. With a consistent theme embracing all things innovative, Calgary presents a unique Canadian option for all your meeting needs. Contact us at meetingscalgary.com to start your Calgary meeting experience. In her Behind the Scenes column this month, Convene Editor-in-Chief Michelle Russell makes some connections between social change and the meetings industry. Should meetings be leveraged to move a social agenda forward? It's a many-layered question that we explore in our cover story this month. We spoke to leaders in the meetings industry, the destination marketing and association communities, and the head of an Indianapolis-based church denomination who sought to move her 2017 General Assembly after Indiana enacted controversial legislation that could allow for discrimination against LGBT people. In a way, it's only natural that conferences and events, often the best and only platform to address society's challenges, would be used to serve the common good. Here's an example. The 20th anniversary of the UN Fourth World Conference on Women, which attracted 17,000 attendees to Beijing. The NGO Forum on Women, held several hours away in Huairou, hosted even more, 30,000-plus delegates. Said longtime women's and children's advocate Ann Tinker in a recent issue of The Optimist magazine, "Delegates were bussed back and forth, and we had very poor accommodations. No bathrooms, just holes in the ground, and to get to those, we had to walk through mud and construction under leaky tarps. Still, that conference was a hotbed for networking." Then First Lady Hillary Clinton spoke, and the World Bank published a report on violence against women that went like hotcakes. At that point, no one had looked at this issue in developing countries. Those events are seen as a landmark in gender equality. But the work continues. Said Tinker, "We need another conference so the next generation of advocates can forge their own alliances and organize for future progress, especially for women in developing countries." Clearly, conferences like these give underserved communities a voice. But that brings us to the ironic and unfortunate consequence of canceling large events as a form of political protest. If the threat of a cancellation leads to a turnaround in discriminatory legislation, it's a good thing. But pulling a meeting out of a destination can ultimately hurt those who lack a voice. Hospitality workers who lose shifts when the meeting isn't there to support them. Within the meetings industry itself, we are only seeing slow progress on several social fronts, including gender equity. We've written before about pay inequity among meeting professionals. Our recent post on the underrepresentation of women speakers and panelists at scientific conferences generated buzz on social media. As an agent for social change, the meetings industry has profound power and a ways to go.